concerning the covering of the feet. The correct opinion on the covering of the feet is that it is not required in Salah. In Salah. This is the correct opinion. So if the woman puts on long clothes and she prays, and in her sujood the bottom of her feet appears, this does not nullify the Salah. The other opinion is that it does nullify the Salah. Meaning, the feet should be totally covered. This is the other opinion. But in fact, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, the things that can be uncovered in Salah are the face, the hands, and the feet. Because the clothing in Salah is different from the clothing outside Salah. The clothes outside Salah is the covering, because it's a fitna. It's a matter of fitna. But in Salah, it's something else. It's not related to fitna. Now, if the feet was not covered, there is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars about this, whether the foot is considered part of the awrah or not, and the correct opinion that it is not. So in this case, the foot, if it is uncovered during the prayer, then inshallah ta'ala, there is no harm on the validity of the salah. Where can I find the dalil on the feet not being part of a woman's awrah? Because once I tell someone this, they will ask, barakallahu fikum, fikum barak. This stems from the understanding of al-mar'atu awra. Woman is awra, the source of attraction. Those who went for this generality did not exclude anything. But this is in relevance to the looking at, in terms of nazar, in terms of the sight. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah went to the opinion that when it comes to the salah, it's different. Those who went to the evidence that the covering of the feet is included in the awrah, they base it on the hadith of Umm Salama. May Allah be pleased with her, when she asked the Prophet ﷺ, should the woman pray in khamis, a garment, and khimar? He said in this hadith, إِذَا كَانَ الدِّرْعُ سَابِغًا, if the garment is sabir, meaning wide, يُغَطِّي ظُهُورَ قَدَمَيْهَا, covering the top of her feet. So those who concluded that it is obligation therefore on the woman to cover her body in salah except for the face and the hands, base it upon the narration that she is awra, and that if anything of her awra would appear in salah, like the chin or the feet or the head or part of it, then her salah is not acceptable. So back to the awra of the woman. Shaykh al-Islam went to the opinion, as I said, that what is required from the hijab is to cover that which could be fitna, and that in salah this is different. He said it is incumbent on the person to cover in salah, even he may be himself alone, no one sees him except Allah. However, when it comes to the matter of sight, S-I-G-H-T, then a person should cover when people look at him. So the cause or the reason is different when it comes to the issue of sight as compared to the issue of salah. So the illah, the cause, is another khawf al-fitna, because of fitna when it comes to the sight. And this is a very strong matter and a very strong deduction by Shaykh al-Islam. And accordingly, he went to say that the woman is awra except what appears from her in her home, and that is the face, the hands, and the feet. And accordingly the feet, and the hands are not awra in salah, but not in sight. You understand the difference? A very, very important matter here, the way of his deduction. Yes. And then, since he said there is no dalil, clear dalil, where person would be for comfortable with, therefore the garment should cover all of her body except for the face and the hands and the feet. And our Shaykh rahimahullah, Shaykh Muhammad bin Uthaymeen, went to this opinion, and he said, our Shaykh, in this case, I follow Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah in this mas'ala, in this matter. And I say, he said, that this is the apparent, because even if the woman would have a garment that touches the floor, touches the ground, and if she makes sujood, then the bottom of her feet would appear. And if we go with that opinion, then this would modify her salah. So this is the second opinion in regarding this matter and the deduction about it, while the other opinion sees that the covering of the feet is mandatory, and that uncovering of them nullifies the salah. Yeah, if the garment keeps the feet covered, and if the under the feet appears during the salah, this is obviously according to Islam's opinion. There is no harm in that at all. Meaning, in terms, it doesn't nullify the salah. That's what I mean. But would I here mention something in addition? Since some of the reliable scholars are with the opinion that the covering of the feet is mandatory, and the other opinion, it doesn't see it to be, in accordance with the discussion we have mentioned, then in order to relieve oneself from this ikhtilaf, from this difference, then let the garment be ground touching. It doesn't harm. And then the woman, in this case, would feel out of the ikhtilaf. So, since it's easy to do, it is easy to do when she prepares the garment, she would do it to cover the feet, And alhamdulillah, then if the bottom of the feet would appear, then inshallah ta'ala there is no harm.